Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Bond prices have fallen this year, in some cases almost as much as stocks have. That means bond yields are up, though, so for those of you looking for income investments, could this be the time to start nibbling in the bond market? Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner and market prognosticator. He joins us by phone now from his office at ACT Advisors in Charleston, South Carolina. Wes, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a quick review here of the bond market in 2022.
It has been by far the worst bond market in history. You know, obviously, the stock market has not been very fun, but the bond market, you know, let's just say it's down 15%. That is just off the charts bad. Prior to this year, the worst year we'd ever had was only down around 3. So really, really unusual time for the bond market right now.
Because prices are down, we know that means yields are up. So does this mean that maybe we should start considering purchasing some bonds for our portfolios?
It's one of the cheapest points we've ever seen for bonds right now. And you kind of hit the nail on the head, you know. Dividends or interest rates are much higher. So if you're buying a bond now, you're getting an interest rate that we haven't seen in over 10 years. Those high yields make it more difficult for bonds to lose money because anytime you buy into bonds, you're usually doing it in a mutual fund or an ETF. So you buy a share of that bond, ETF, or mutual fund, and the price per share goes up or down a little bit every day. And when interest rates rise, it makes the price per share of that bond fund go down. You know, let's just say the price per share goes down by a couple percent this year. Well, the average bond fund now pays over 5% dividend. So you've got this big dividend that comes in and more than offsets where the price per share went down. So the fact that dividends are so high right now, it makes it very difficult for bonds to lose much more. So yeah, I think they are extremely attractive right now.
Okay, and so how about these Treasury inflation-protected bonds that – you know, you're supposed to own when we have high inflation. They're supposed to be good for you, but they haven't done very well either. What's been happening with those?
So yeah, TIPS, our Treasury Inflation Protected Bonds. Most folks feel like if ever there was an environment to be in TIPS, this is it. You know, we've had off the charts inflation, but yet TIPS are down 13 or so percent. How can that be? The reason is at the end of the day, TIPS are just Treasury bonds, but they get extra interest, extra dividends because they're tied to inflation. But, you know, the average TIPS fund out there, you know, the duration on that thing is somewhere between 6 to 7 years. So when interest rates go up, the longer your duration is, the more you get hurt by rising rates. So you know, these aren't exactly short-term instruments as far as the maturity goes. So you know, they've been hammered, not as bad as the rest of the bond market, but they've still been hammered.
And so your preferred vehicle from here to invest into the bond market would be some long-term bond funds, ETFs, short-term, intermediate-term bond funds?
It depends on the type of account. Probably the most attractive area of the bond market is high-yield municipal bonds. You wouldn't really buy those in a retirement account because one of the main advantages is that the dividends they pay are federally tax-free, but municipal bonds they're just bonds issued by local municipalities, and the dividends are tax-free, at least at the federal level. And local municipalities are just flush with cash right now. They've still got tons of cash from the stimulus plans that got passed a couple times over the last 2 years. Their property tax revenue is off the charts. You know, the real estate bubble took off, and that means you know, now they're collecting way more property taxes. So these local government bonds, these municipal bonds, the entities that issue them are as financially sound as they have ever been. So to me, that's about the most attractive spot in the bond market. But again, that mostly makes sense for your non-retirement accounts.
All right. And so otherwise then just pick a good bond fund based on your risk tolerance level, your time horizon, et cetera.
All that makes sense. And just also keep in mind, you know, the stock market is really beat up too. You know, if we get a turnaround in this thing, stocks would probably bounce more than bonds. They've lost more than bonds, so it would stand to reason that they would bounce more than bonds. But I think the reason that bonds are very attractive now is they have a lot of downside protection. It's hard for them to lose much more because of the higher yields that they're paying right now.
Well, Wes, as always, thanks so much for your insight.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks again for having me back.
Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear our show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.